Work session.
Aye.
What time is,
Should be back here at 7:30 tonight, depending on the end of that meeting, which is not taking place yet, there's still meeting.
It was, so this is fairly long session.
But it.
Good to get here.
It's a lot of them drawing in a long, discussions. All this protocol crap, we should not do that. Should leave that to other people out here. Of course, man. I know it is, just wants to do every dot, every I across the street. And, that's not the way to do it. Just got to, we've got one point inside, and most of us, we want to break off. It's obvious that we need to, for reasons, to address.
But it is, that's much less, pessimistic than it was when we walked out of the meeting. Thought it out.
Yeah, he comes to the conclusion that it's there. But when you read this, this stuff, there isn't a hell of a lot, really a difference left. I mean, the difference is very important to sign up, but I don't think there's a bad thing that you can do to make signing on one agreement. I think you figured out those agreements, those differences. The two is no fun, something that you got. It probably goes much deeper than the words in this agreement. If we hit that level, it is the words in the agreement now. He doesn't want us to leave, that's all.
Doesn't want us to leave, doesn't want to face a political contest.
Yeah.
Probably.
Really, it's looking at the present time now, and this person. Henry couldn't camp, apparently camp, just talking to people who were putting on some of that much stuff.
That was very obvious.
That's heck. Just straight, from the horse's mouth. Henry, that, you know, he's been very nice, but I know when he talked to people, he talked to John Osborne last week, and he was strictly forbidden. Right out of him.
Yeah, I can come with you.
Yeah. What about, you know, I actually got bit by that guy, but in the name of God, this poor fellow, this is what's happened to us. The show's total lack, people are having, and they won't come, they'll even come in.
You know, they've suffered and everything by that, by the line, and they're hurt.
So it's being used all over. Very decent, you know, out of the six, they left out in the Republican, or something. And they don't do that, you know. It's, did you ever try to get him to tell him that it's not possible?
I have told him. In fact, I said the best day of my life, totally.
He says he agrees with it, but he just doesn't sound to one of these guys come on. But he should take the call, point it in, he's secretary for somebody. And he just, and they fumble everything. Henry picks up the phone and answers it himself, and he should never do that. No executive ever answers his own phone. Ever, ever, ever.
I don't know.
We don't have.
20+ people on the last 2 days.
20+
people. I have a custom one. I don't talk to him.
You're absolutely right. I just.
And you know they respect me more when you don't.
But, with the legal, of course, I treat them like they should be treated. They all hate my guts, but they're none of them. They don't have some respect. They're a little scared, you know?
I'm going to take you on, lightning. But this, you see, Henry, you know, I'm not going to handle much. I have that more part of the period.
Well, I've been reading.
He's over that.
Huh?
He's over that. He's thinking well there.
Yeah. I think he's getting here to where
his suggestions, reaction, might be too little, too late, we need to do something big.
Or you can have a flat fire around, but we can level the money parallel, doesn't make one god damn bit of difference, not one god damn bit of difference psychologically, you know. Now, you know that too.
No, I don't talk, I talk about the power.
He was so, as I know, it's a big thing, but the 52s from the 18 to 19 parallel, it's a god damn thing. Nothing, if you know that. So kid ourselves about things like that. He's thinking just like the during the McNamara days, you know, when they get bomb an extra target. Johnson picked them, and they thought that's going to have a hell of a psychological effect. It had a psychological effect. Nothing has a psychological effect unless you do something very big and very different. And these things are not big and different. You see the minds, so okay, so let's do that anyway.
That's right now.
That's obvious. But on the bombing, you're either going to bomb or not bomb.
Reconnaissance is important because they have
well, of course, that has to be done anyway, but that doesn't mean anything. It matters a little bit if a matter of something wrong. If there's several of the three arms, you know, they deliver reports. Take just as much heat for not believing, stepping it up there, stepping it up even over the high line. I just know. I know what these things are. It's talking about the message here. As far as they're concerned. God, good plan. What we have here is what
got all the military stuff. What we need is a contingency plan. That's what we do. What we can agree with, you know, without, what we never replace that thing. What I will get, what can we do, young man, is probably go ahead and go along. How? What's the least they work with, what's that?
My judgment is that we still accept this, the same issues that are very important in this report that are occurring. They would give us everything we've asked for if we cut off aid.
We didn't cut off aid.
Now, you may be able to negotiate certain aspects of it, but then it's just the whole civilian staff in case of Air Force is functional. That's under these circumstances. If I had an order, then I'd not want to take that ship. And we saw that as Air Force is concerned. In fact, we were prepared to discuss it with the forces in the area. Where they raised it to respond, they didn't. Because they need us to do for them, or they need what they can't do for themselves. They want to put their quote for that. It's going to be a kind of cheese on it. It has to be a cheese on it. Because they can't manage that again without some hope for her. She's controlling some of our prisoners themselves. She's never been. Unless she's got something for it. It would have to be in a negative sense. And then they have to go about very severely. She had that in Paris. She had ordered to go back to all the South here. Reporting came with you. And they said this is it. We're at the decisive phase in that statement now. I'm not going to deal with any level except the highest level. And they are obviously prepared to deal separately with the military house. So that's going to shake the hell out of you. They stop that message from us, right?
From his own people.
From the military. Now, we do have some things heavy to do. I think we should go ahead with the vice president's trip. And when he says to me, approval, that I should tell Bunker to meet you and lay it on. And on board to sign up for the function here someday.
That's why do we have to decide on this? Just wait for about 24 hours before we decide. Sending that bullet over there. It's just two bands. And it'll be back tonight. So I'll have a problem. We'll expect them back at about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Now, Lester, if this talk goes beyond that, that's an encouraging sign. Maybe you send them. It could be. Because the brain really, the heat is on. And what's going on? And these are the times that these bastards think they're losing.
Gone, or very subtly to get across the document and say, well, I consider it that serious. You see, I don't know, Al, about the vice president, but just wait, we don't need to know. The hell would get me through all this, but, the vice president was not there, she was gonna see him. And that's all there is to it. I wanted to think about it. What was she doing that day?
Well, I had a very thing that she worked with the big meeting, but I remember being assessed on the, what's coming out of it.
So, let's look at the options. The options of, if he doesn't go, really is to, Al, we say, well, we'll make a separate page, right? And that means the function, is that right? So when Henry puts that in, again,
she'll get out of the road, Crowe. Well, we're going along.
Well, now about that, that's like you said, well, we're going along.
It's going to be different.
Yeah,
Exactly. That would be the worst thing.
Yeah. Now, I can tell them, as I did, look, you come along, or the Congress will put off your water. Now, that's a credible thing.
That's true.
But you can't go on and say, well, if you don't do it, we're going to go alone. I mean, and they'll say, well, huh? That's it. Well, what the hell are we going to do? Now, we do face a very serious spectrum. That Q is painting himself into a corner. Without question, you've got that impression that we're just going to play that game out. Let me tell you what Henry approach with my life. And here he is again with his smiling picture. And he's this morning smiling. Can he ever get any better learn from that school? Bastards are our enemies. They're our enemies. You should never smile in front of the enemy of an enemy. Never, never, never. God damn it. Until you make peace. Sure, they smile. Because it's all the two that they dislike. Can't swallow the canary. It has a very bad impression. Very, it sounds small, but it's, we've had four pictures like that already. God damn it, every time. I do it. Stop it. Don't. Be caught smiling with it. When it ain't, it's going to be, you know, it's. Now, those things are great strings. They set a hell of a significance. They set the tone of the whole thing. The other thing is that if Henry's. Comes back here. The thing to do is to keep him the hell out of the, get him some way the hell out of public communication somewhere. So he does not talk to the people, not the calls and the mob bars and all the time. They'll always suck him around him. And he'll think it's because they admire him so much. God damn it, you know, it's a sucker for. And you see, all the smiles and all the optimistic things that have been coming out of Paris are for the very purpose. Henry doesn't realize this. I know he just can't get everybody else to see what I tell him. You know, for the purpose of making us look good. They are for the purpose of putting you in a hell of a spot. It's almost as if the communists sat down with Brest and the rest and said, look, play it as if everything is done. Play it as if we've got an agreement. Now, so here we are. We got a sign. That's what they're making us here, like everybody expects it to be. And two will be the one that blocks it. There's no way we can do it. Henry's kicked it out, go on television. And I'll explain to the whole world that, oh no, all of these reports were wrong. And that obviously the communists were the ones that did this thing. It will not work. There is no way you can make that sale, not today. Because frankly, there's no way you can make it too, because Henry's paid us into that corner too. Because it's a positive statement, it's constant weak, you know, and so forth. There's only one difference to the violence in the present time. You understand now what he's done. Now, we can't kid ourselves that we're in one hell of a corner on this one. We're not in a corner. We either make peace with these bastards, make it on any terms, and then do what we want to break the terms. Or we're going to be forced to do an open break with you. An open break, we're going to be forced to do an open break by what the Congress is doing. That's what I mean. The Congress, the moment they get that, they don't know what they don't say about it. They are not going to continue to support you. If this wave of euphoria with regard to peace was built in the 20th century, and then everybody's left down, they said, well, the only obstacle to peace now is this other issue. Objecting to whether or not the word sovereignty is in, or whether or not the word administrative is in, or whether or not the word structure is in, you know what I mean? All this. We know they're important. You know, we know that what is really involved here is that Jew wants the principle recognized that he has sovereignty over all of South Vietnam, that our Vietnamese have no right to come. Fair enough. It ought to be recognized. And we should say so in a unilateral place. He should say so in our place. That's what I mean. He should have want to sign an agreement that says we should fix anything else. But you understand that at this present time, you cannot let this agreement break down because of differences about things like that. It won't work. It won't work. You agree? You see my point? Can you imagine me explaining that to the legislative leaders? Do you imagine Henry explaining it to the press? Yeah, he explained it. For a while. Kill
them. No, I
think we're in a hell of a spot for that right now. I don't think we're in a hell of a spot in what we can do militarily. But all that we will do in the event that they give us provocation. But what we now have to do is to make a deal. They give the provocation. Right now, we now are in a position where can't go on and say they provoked us because they wouldn't agree to this attribute rather than that attribute, or this word rather than that word, or this phrase rather than that phrase. It will not work. There's our problem. And all of this whole move that has been created by the smiling pictures, by the leaks to Scotty Russell, and that, and these things, they're all sophisticates in this town. They know they can come. They came directly.
That's
the
good
story.
What's that? You saw the article? I read that in the airport. So that was a good inside story. It couldn't have come from anyone.
Yeah. You did too much. Well, now, what's your judgment as to where we stand? What do we do then? The way we got there, Henry. Yeah, the way you decided. On the vice president is talking about that. What the hell do you see there? Just simply a meeting or a rebuff? And then what? The beauty of that is that at least you get the vice president on the side of the Hawks coming out with the responsibility to tell the Hawks this son of a bitch has got to be flushed.
What does that mean to us? We can't flush.
All right.
Unfortunately, we cannot.
That's my purpose. It's my point. Well, then my point is that we better push it to that point. See, you use the big bullet, and then he says no. And what do we say? What's Agnew say then? What's he going to tell him? Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President, but we, the Congress now is going to be very rough to handle the things that have come along. Or he say we're going to make a deal and hope you come along. In other words, I don't know what
he would say, but we have these many differences that come along. fought, we have presented every one of your positions. Some we've got, and some we've rejected. Now, we feel that these remaining outstanding issues, if Hanoi comes forward, will not accept. Now, it's quite important that we know at this juncture that you would join us passively, or whatever way you do. Because if you don't, then we're going to have to look for an alternate. That's about all.
Yeah. We all look for an alternate. That's the problem. It's like every other one. I'll slide my briefcase on the throat, drop on the presence of going home. Goddamn, I'm blessed no longer. Never was. Therefore, it's been not credible. Now, when you read this, it's clearly, I am confident that the main reason, there may be the combination of treaty and all that stuff and so on, but I can't hope for both. But first, I agree with you. I think there's more movement there than Henry is. He goes from the heights and valleys, you know, and it's never as good as it appears and never bad as it appears. And my judgment at the present time is considerably better than we had thought. Would you agree? Or did I?
No, I agree, and I do think that the stone that they're going to settle from it, and in fact, they know exactly what
they're going to have. The second part is that if we send him over there, but tell me what you see your advantage of it now. I can't, other than you're doing it. I'm not quite at that level. I agree. I have the idea.
Well, the advantage is that if we can't beat you, it brings an arm that's next to you.
And from the right wing.
That's from the right wing. The man knows that really, and that's in conjunction with what's happened in Paris and how he knows this.
Let me tell you the one. There's one problem about your meeting. There's one thing I'm sure that there's a leak. We've got their embassy about they have. There's a leak, probably a personal leak, right out of the huge office. That they know every goddamn thing we've told them, and that's one of the major reasons.
That's all I see.
Henry puts that as number two. I put it as number one, so I think that's what the bastards have.
Yeah, great.
I think they're infiltrated. I think they know, and that's why when I had to, you know, when I had to tell them about those things, they he had to be told. We know damn well, we went right back to the office. And that gives them a reason to wait. That's why I passed that message on to Henry, which I know to you, where I said, if you, there are chances, I now believe I can get the money from the Congress.
Yes, sir.
I sent that on to him so that he could, you know, to kind of back off of that position. And it's not too tough, but what I mean is he's got to let them think we can do something else. That's why Henry's the little pissy ass. I think he's got to know, sure he gets it on the plane, but I consider the military plan totally inadequate. It's better to do nothing rather than to take actions so obviously ineffective. The only actions that I will approve, I'll approve the receiving of mine, and that goes forward immediately. I want that done. Don't fart around with it tomorrow. That's the order immediately. Forget Kissinger on the field. No, that's the first base of all that sort of thing. Order the mine to reseed it right now. You know, just as soon as you, unless you get a message. And just as soon as you hear that Henry's on the way back, the mines are being reseeded immediately. They have to be reseeded. Reconnaissance, of course. They aren't reconnaissance in the north.
We've cut down all the reconnaissance north to the 20th.
All reconnaissance to the north begins immediately. Fired bombing, forget it. I mean, just continue the bombing in the present level. Reseed the mines and the rest, because if we bomb now, I got to increase the bombing rather than to have a headline to the effect of massive bombing of North Vietnam. People don't let it recover. There's plenty of people below the bomb. We're going to hit something that's worthwhile. No more bombing, no increase of bombing. forget the bombing thing. The only tactic that I will consider on that is the strike and tell Henry that the plans are already available for the 3-day strike. Or we order them. That's the option I think we should go with. If we go with any, if we go with bombing. But the reseeding must go on anyway because we've got to have the mine. The reconnaissance must go forward, preparing the way for the bombing of the north. But as far as doing a pitiful step of a bombing south of the 20th parallel, forget it, we've done that before, it doesn't work. But it really doesn't, you see, it doesn't do it. It's almost an angel. Now, with regard to that, you see, with sending Ed over here, we've got to assume that everything that he says is got that meeting, he's going right back into the home. I wonder if there's a better meeting.
Well, I got Bunker's judgment when he came in and met with him. He said, hell, if he lost touch. If he's going to come, then the vice president would be great. If he's going to fight it and not come along, it would be a mistake, which is true.
Well, that's just a very
much very nice station. Well, I think we have to
decide. Incidentally,
as Rogers and Lay have been kept in touch with all this crap. I have to get Mr. Rogers a little more. I talked to him on the phone, but I haven't seen a person.
It's all relevant.
I
tell him a lot. I have to say it's a hell of a sticking point here. Yeah, make it sound a bit worse than it was.
You know, and now Laird, of course, knows. And of course, he really reacted last night when I asked his plans on the existence of that guy. Send them over, it's just arrived.
Okay, please don't do it.
Oh, yeah, I said, you can't do it. He said, we could do it, and the same thing you said, which we believe, and that is after this agreement, we can do anything. But before, it just will be very, very tough. And that's true, but,
right. That's why that word gets back to the problem. Rogers tell him enough to. You know, but he'll always come up with that name for the word. He'll do it for the word. I don't know. Well, Bunker's new then. Be creative with the word, but it won't be as long.
The one thing is, we cannot send Nathan over there and then bomb after he's there. Because that'll look like he gave the Jew, and that's the way it'll be interpreted.
God, for Christ's sake, let's not tell him that. It's going to be a clever case. That's the problem I'm concerned about. We cannot reduce our leverage from the north. We need leverage from the north to get something there.
So the way I look at it, sir, is that if we disarm, we're going to have to really hit them. Then that should be done before President Agnew arrives in some way. So, no one thinks that he brought back a message which he gave to Jew. On the other hand, there is a terrible problem with Jew. And the matter of this, this is a thing that we give him so much time to not just have Agnew take off. Just can't do that. Because that'll only add an emotional problem to what's already a side problem. I've got much emotion for this problem.
Can't we wait for the night?
I think we have to.
I think we better wait for the night. We'll talk whenever Henry gets in, however late it is. I'll be available. We'll just sit down. Make this judgment that's going to lay down in a ragged way at this point. Let's take our time a little. We've got to be sure we take our time out.
That's right.
Don't give away any other damned options.
Now, this is the same problem we're putting pressure on you. We can. The minute we do, the minute Henry picks that up, they're agreeable to the signal because we're doing their work for them.
I see that. I saw that.
Very clear. They're just sitting back, sitting on the ground.
that's the point. We don't know what the hell kind of a message he's gonna say. Emery is a goddamn mad at you at this point, and I am too. That he would want to send Agnew out, and you know, Emery always said, name him Key. He must not use those words. That he must not say, it's the way it's gonna be.
It's going to run where it's going. I mean, it's what the cracks are in. I mean, it's
not fool ourselves about what we're doing tonight. Well, we might do something over in Laos and regret it something.
God, that's the worst goddamn record I've ever seen as far as the Air Force.
But neither here nor there, that's what we call on the bombing is totally inadequate. If we're gonna do anything, we're gonna do something. If we're gonna pay a cost for doing something, let's make it worth the cost. That's all. So that is maybe we don't go over. Meantime, Ag and we'll decide after he and I talk, he and you and I talk tonight. And I'd also like, as I said, like for him to spell out in detail as he comes back is the talking points for Ag. So I know what we're talking about. And the option in case the worst develops. I think, in other words, we got to be prepared. But the host was so active to know that, so too, you know, where it's going to break. I mean, it's so easy for people to sit and brave speeches. Which, you know, I'm not saying, well, then what the hell do you do next?
Oh, yes. Okay, well, good luck.